Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Let's head back to our sports line, and we're going to welcome to the program the athletic director for Jackson Public Schools. We have Jack Fairley joining us here today. Jack, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk.
One of the things we wanted to talk about today, and I'm sure as we normally do with this show, we'll probably go off on a tangent here or there, but we wanted to talk about the Aquatic Center since the ribbon cutting for the community was scheduled for tomorrow. Before we get to the Aquatic Center, let's just let everybody know that that has since been postponed, the ribbon cutting for tomorrow.
Yes, it has, and we should be sending out information on that later today or tomorrow. That'll be published through our publicity department through Mr. Giannetti. I don't have a date set yet for that.
Okay. Well, as soon as Chris gets us that stuff, we'll be sure to let everybody know. But for now, don't head out to J-High tomorrow for the ribbon cutting.
That's right. No, not tomorrow.
Right. But let's talk about the Aquatic Center. This really has been a tremendous addition to not only to the school for school athletics, but really to the community as a whole. This is, from what I've seen, this is just a fabulous facility.
What this will offer our community in the long run is just going to be a fantastic opportunity for all ages in our community. We'll have youth learning how to learn lessons through the rec department in the summertime, all the way to our elderly people that can do therapeutic aerobics, water aerobics. So there's a wide range. And then we have our high school age kids that are using it for sports. And we have our gym classes that are using it. And we're teaming with the rec department and working with the Y and giving them pool time for their Orca swim team. So a lot of different people are using this for sure.
Right. And one of the things, yeah, when they publicize press releases for ribbon cuttings, a lot of people, you know, tend to think, oh, it's not open yet. But really, the facility has been open for quite some time. You've had a full season in there already.
Yeah, there was so much going on at the beginning of the school year with our elementary schools opening up, Cascades and John R. Lewis, that we wanted to spotlight those new, brand-new facilities and get that done. And the pool, we opened it up and started swimming on August 9th with our girls swim team. And it's been just a great experience. We hosted four home swim meets, and we culminated last weekend with hosting the SEC White Division Championship. Proud to say the girls came in second place in that meet. And I think we're tied for second overall in the conference right now. And just a great experience. And it really, as I stood there and watched it happen, you know, the girls, there are six teams lined along the pool, and they're doing their chants before. And then we had the national anthem, and we had the big video board that County National Bank has sponsored, and we have the American flag going on it. And, you know, it just was what really our vision for our community is. Something that when you look at it, you can be proud that you're from Jackson. So
that's awesome.
You know, our swim program is a co-op program with Lumen Christi and Western and Jackson Christian. And so it's not just the Jackson High. Our kids at those other schools are getting an opportunity to swim as well. And we co-op at the middle school level. Those four schools can also swim at the middle school, and we practice that over at Parkside, but their meets will be here at Jackson High this winter.
What is it about this facility, besides it being brand new, state-of-the-art, which is awesome, what is it about this facility that just really sets it apart from everything?
Well, anything, I think one of the things is the technology that we have implemented. We have 499 seats that give you a great view of what's going on. But if you're out in the lobby, we have a video system that has three different cameras that gives you three different views of the meet, and you can hear the announcer. So if you need to be out in the lobby to cool off because it's a little too warm or we have an overflow crowd, We have the ability to film that. We're going to we can live stream our swim meets. Finally got the technology all finalized. So that's part of the extra part. Our pool is designed to be a very fast pool. It has 8 lanes that are extra wide lanes, and it goes from 12 feet down to 7 at the bulkhead. So the water's deep. So that helps create a faster environment for swimming. So I learned a lot about designing pools. I didn't realize that how that affected the water flow. And so it's a fast pool. So we're hoping that, you know, of course, every time we swim a meet, I'm sure a pool record's being broken. And we're going to get our records boards up by the time the boys season starts, hopefully we'll have our new records boards up. But we'll be changing that new pool record. I mean, the first boys meet, we're going to set all the new boys pool records right away. So,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
It is pretty cool.
So girls just had their conference championship. What's next? They go straight to regionals? Is there districts? What's next for the girls? And does Jackson have an opportunity to host any of that postseason competition?
We're not going to host, and swimming's a little different than like football.
Right.
You have to get a time to qualify for the state. They do have regional diving, and we'll have 4 of our divers going to regionals, I believe, next week for that. But you either have a qualifying time to get to the state meet or you don't.
Gotcha.
And there's like one more last chance meet coming up to qualify. And we have a couple of girls, the names escape me, so but have an opportunity, but you have to get a qualifying time.
Gotcha.
And normally the state meets are held at university pools like Oakland that actually have a 50-meter pool. Ours is standard, you know, 25-meter moving. We have a movable bulkhead, but we're at 25 meters. So if you watch the Olympics, I mean, it's a 50-meter pool. So when they swim the 50 meters, it is straight down the pool one time. Where we have a turn involved in ours, so
gotcha. All
right. But it's as far as I think what you're going to see us holding is a lot of weekend 4 or 5 team meets as we get accustomed to using our facility, and we've had colleges in the area, Albion College, and some of the smaller ones reach out about us hosting them in a meet with, you know, 2 or 3 other colleges coming in. And I think that'd be a really neat experience for our kids to see what a college, you know, what it takes to be a college swimmer. And, you know, again, a chance for people to come into our community. They're going to come to a meet. They're going to go to a restaurant. So, you know, and a chance to shine the apple on Jackson a little bit.
Besides swimming and diving, is there an opportunity for other sports to be introduced? I mean, I'm not, forgive my ignorance, does Jackson have a water polo team?
No, but we do now have the ability to, and we have all the mechanical items needed to run water polo, and that's something that would be a spring sport. And I know we've talked with Chelsea about co-oping water polo, and then we would probably compete. You know, the amount of teams of water polo teams in the state is probably 50 or 60 schools that would have it. Mm-hmm. But that's something that we could probably would co-op it at the beginning because it would be a boys team and a girls team. And I don't know if we would have enough athletes for that. So, again, we would probably be in a co-op situation.
Outstanding. You mentioned earlier that Parks Department will have access to it along with the Y. Is there an opportunity for like an open swim for the community, or is it going to be pretty much community-based sports that would have to be scheduled through the Parks Department?
Well, the rec department has on Monday and Wednesday nights swim, mm-hmm. which is aerobics classes down in the shallow end, and it's from 6 to 8. And then while that's going on, all the rest of the pool is open for lap swim, and it's $5 for an hour. You can lap swim, or you could do the aerobics, either one. It's still $5 for an hour. If you You want to go for 2 hours, it's $10. And you don't have to be pre-registered. You can show up. We have a greeter at the door. You sign in. They take you through to the locker room, and you pay at the side of the pool. There is a punch card that you can purchase for $40, so you could have that and just get your card punched and up till eight times. And so that's very – I actually go to that on Mondays and Wednesdays. My wife and I have taken advantage of that. Mm-hmm. It had been going on at Parkside, so we moved that over to Jackson High. And so we don't have – Jackson Public Schools is not going to have an open swim time. It would be run through the rec department. They're our partner in all we do, and they have the facility, you know, the personnel to run things like that. So we partner for that. And then the Y, their Orca swim team needed some competitive space so that the pool they have could be used for more lap swimming for people that are members of the Y. So we've given them some time over at Parkside and at Jackson High.
So this is really awesome. I mean, it just kind of goes along great with the tagline that JPS has. It's where community comes together, and you've used this facility, which the community supported, part of what they supported with the bond issue from 2018, and you've used this facility to continue to bring the community together. It's a fabulous facility, and we're just so thankful that you guys have it now, and it's just a part of Jackson.
Yep, and you know, when you think about this school, it's been around since, well, really 1866, but the 1926 pool we now is our wrestling room, and the 1967 pool that we just are closing down, we're going to convert that into a multi-purpose facility. So that's a lot of pools to have in one. You know, swimming has been around for a long time in Jackson, and we want to continue and build the program back up to be a competitive state level. And we're going to need our youth to be part of it. And one of our goals is to really touch base with our elementary schools. And one thing that I'm hoping is that we can get some kind of program where we're bringing kids over after school from an elementary school, and they get to come over and swim for an hour. You know, and like we used to do at the Y, there used to be a Y bus that would pick you up when I was a young kid. But it could be part of our JPS program. So that's something we're looking into. It's not a definite, but that's the bigger vision of how do you build this program so kids, regardless of where you live in Jackson, your income, you don't have to be paying a ton of money to become a swimmer. We want to make it accessible to all our students. So that's the long-term goal, I think, of what we want to do with this facility.
We're talking with Jackson Public Schools Athletic Director Jack Fairley today on Talkback Jackson Sports. Again, we certainly do appreciate the time. Unfortunately, we're out of it at this point, but we're going to have to catch up once we get winter sports are almost here. We're going to have to get together pretty soon and kind of preview winter sports.
Hey,
like
we are getting the girls' basketballs out today. Tryouts start.
Man.
Boys' basketball, our gymnastics team's already, I should say our state championship gymnastics team is already off and running for a week, and our hockey team, Jackson United. We got a couple of kids still from Jackson High on that team. Northwest is the main school, and Jackson United, that changed this year. But they're still going at the Optimus Ice Arena.
Yeah.
So hockey started, gymnastics. It's going. So,
well, I tell you what, let's pin in our calendar a time to get together next week to do a winter sports preview. Is that okay?
That sounds like a plan.
Outstanding. This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.